And late in the show, we talked about this a moment ago. There's this DJ who used to work in Chicago, now is syndicated to, well, actually, our syndication list is better than his.
Really?
Yeah, okay. So that shows you how awful he's doing.
Okay.
This guy, Man Cow, like kind of a famous shock jock.
Mm-hmm.
Had people like eat testicles on his show and stop traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge one time in San Francisco. And, you know, was as bad as any of us.
A big loudmouth DJ like all of us.
Doing the same shtick. Mm-hmm. Well, what's happened is his shtick ran out. He got canceled in Chicago and he changed his show to become political. All right, Rush Limbaugh did that. That's okay. And he puts out this press release. Yesterday we talked about this. This was on the internet. Today we actually got a copy of it. This DJ Man Cow. Is creating the Foundation for Responsible Radio.
Oh, God.
And he wants DJs to stop doing stunts.
You know, talk about taking advantage of the situation.
I think this will work.
You think it'll fly.
Dude. This is bad. This is bad, Man Cow. Don't forget where you came from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't mind anybody else calling for this. You can't. You're not allowed.
You
have to pin the hypocrite button on your shirt.
You're one of the bad guys.
Right. You are one of the guys. And really, somebody should do this. Somebody should compile a list, if it's possible, to go through his history. Because it can't just be the Golden Gate Bridge. I bet you could find a 10-page list of crap that guy's done. And if
sure.
you read that, you realize what a hypocrite this guy mm-hmm. is.
The guy's just trying to reinvent himself and thinks that the woman that died in Sacramento with that radio station stunt is the way to reinvent his career.
He's getting publicity.
My God. I mean, yeah, he's getting publicity, but inside the radio industry?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a freaking a chicken, yellow stain, coward, pussy. You know, I mean, if you don't agree with
it's a hypocrite in the purest sense of the word.
If you don't agree with what happened in Sacramento, you know, no one wishes that woman dead.
No, but what you said, somebody asked me about that specifically today, and I said, I thank God that it wasn't us and that we weren't involved with that. And I really think it, you know, we're idiots. We're disc jockeys. We're under pressure to put on these kind of shows every single day. It's really up to the chain of command to make sure crap like that doesn't happen. We've had many things that we've thrown up against the wall that they tell us we can't do. And that's the way it should have worked in this. But don't come out and go, hey, I feel that I'm better.
Man Cow announced he's creating the Foundation for Responsible Radio in response to the water intoxication death of Jennifer Strange. Blah, 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 blah.
What does he want? DJs to join it?
Yes. Small markets feel the need to do this to get ratings.
He's assuming the DJs can read.
And this is wrong. Our industry and stupidity did this. Man Cow promised further information would be available soon.
Is he shooting himself in his foot in the foot by doing this career-wise, or is this...
Well, no, as Don said, he's already made the switch.
He's already the bottom.
He's made the switch to a different style of radio.
Lower.
There's no heat on him for that.
The career already has tanked out for this guy. Actually, it's a pretty incredible story. You know, Buzz, I love Chicago radio. Worked here for a long time, as you did. Tough nut to crack, mm-hmm. Chicago is. If you get a modicum of success in Chicago, you should keep it. And this guy had a lot of success, and...
Especially, he was the it guy for a while.
And when Howard left, my God, his last book was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he wanted money or something. The station that had him said, guess what? You can go work anywhere else. Nobody else in Chicago hired him.
That's truly, I mean, at the time, because when you said this to me, when this guy, the first time I had heard of this guy recently was when he was on one of the Entertainment Tonight shows and came on and was talking about this stunt out in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And then when you came in, because you're much more up on it as far as inside radio, and you told me that he was, you know, that his career had flattened out, that he gotten fired. I had no idea. I thought he was still the main guy, and I thought he was still a comedy guy.
No, and I guess at one point he stopped doing that, tried to be like Imus,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then Rush Limbaugh.
He used the FCC thing also as an excuse to change his act a little bit. He said it was going to be a tough environment to continue that in, so that is why he said.
Well, I remember when he said that too, and I remember when he was interviewed about that, and I agreed with him at that point.
Hey, but we all had to change for a while what we do, and we've all had to adapt what we do, even now with the, you know, semi-relaxed standards that we're operating under. But
and what I said to somebody about this lady dying out there, we're not going to have to join any foundation to have things change. It's going to be the will of the industry, because the industry, for one reason, dollars, is going to come down on people doing this kind of. There'll be more scrutiny over these things.
The one thing that the last thing I'll leave about this Man Cow thing is, I was talking to a guy today who works at Sirius Satellite, who told me for a fact, this is like an urban legend, but told me for a fact that when this guy was briefly on in New York like 4 or 5 years ago,
okay,
he sent bags of excrement to Howard Stern's house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's a crime, I think.
So
that's responsible.
So a guy who sends one DJ who sends another DJ bags of excrement and then stands up and says, hey, I did that. I sent that to your house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that he should be the guy standing up saying that radio should stop our dangerous voyeuristic radio stunts just because you happened to have run out of gas.
Right.
I got news for you, man, Cal. Mike and I have run out of gas, but we're not doing the political thing.
Uh-huh. Right.
We're not asking other people to stop doing what they're doing.
No. I mean, I think you articulated it the other day when you were talking about the whole chain of command. What, did 10 people end up losing their jobs over this thing? And it was 10 people that were right at the bottom, right at the actual show level.
Front lines.
When this thing should have been, you should have a GM and a program director. That's what they're paid for. They're supposed to supervise us kids.
Start a foundation for good radio.
Are we going to sign up for that?
Try doing good radio. I don't care what kind it is. Just try doing radio people like. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I used to listen to Man Cow, and he has no room to even talk at all because he had that guy named Turd on his show, and he would do stupid stunts like driving his car into water and doing all kinds of stupid stuff to
where he could have easily been killed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, of course. I mean, it's just hypocritical. You know, somebody starting that, it's coming from the wrong guy.
And it's desperate, man. The guy's desperate to get some pub. And like I said, he's been on TV. He's getting all this pub now for starting this thing.
And, you know, I bet it's just his I bet there's a methodology to it. I bet it's as calculated as it comes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, and I think that calculation is. You said that his affiliates list was the worst one on the planet. This is an attempt to get people to say, hey, we want Man Cow.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Absolutely, but I'm telling you, even the radio business, as we've documented over the last couple of days, as stupid as it is, no one's going to see this in the radio business and go, hey, this is the guy we got to have on our station in the morning.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what he's trying to do. And I think really hearing this caller say it, that is so true. Yeah. He's saying, hey, you know, I'm gonna go this route. This will pick me up some more affiliates.
This is my chance. This is a national story. Can you see the meeting? Okay, guys. Okay, we're going to go all the way with it. I'm losing everything now. I know we're going political, but this woman dying is the best thing that could have ever happened to the Man Cow Show because now we are going to stand up. I want you to get the PR department on the phone now. Now I want to start a group of disc jockeys together.
And I'll spearhead it, and that'll get me the affiliates that I need. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
I tell you
sure,
what,
sure.
Mike and I will agree to this. We will sign up for this. We'll meet you in the middle of the Golden Gate Bridge.
you have to stop traffic in both directions. Though.
During rush hour.
Right.
How about that?
How about that,
you big turd?
He is a turd.
Jesus Christ.
That's a shame.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I thought he was a decent radio guy, like all of us, just doing the same shock jock shtick.
I say the same thing that guy in the movie Wall Street that walks into Charlie Sheen's office and he yells at him, and he walks out going, man, that's really a shame. when he calls him an a-hole.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
I just wanted to say I really agree with you guys. You guys ran out of talent a long time ago, but I've been listening for years now.
Ran out of talent or ran out of gas? See, I think the talent will always be there, sir. Running out of gas and running out of talent. The talent is what's kept us going.
The great thing is he ran out of taste at about the same time.
So your barb comes at us and it is deflected by our shields. For I guess you don't understand by us saying. By me saying on our behalf that we ran out of gas a long time ago, I guess you don't know that in my statistical world, we are, of course, on full.
Better than ever.
Yes.
It's always on full.
Of course.
I'm simply attempting to poke fun at ourselves and our fabulous empire that we have here, this empire that at least Man Cow would be jealous of.
Mm-hmm. You see, sir, the talent is like nuclear energy. The talent is infinite.
It cannot be created
and it
or
is
destroyed.
Self-perpetuating, you see.
Dare I,
are not allowed to comment on our fusion.
Dare I say it, that we are genii when it comes to this medium of speaking to you through a wireless communication device. Our ability to paint pictures, to take the mundane and make them listenable, and for you, a humble
servant,
thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
A wiper at best.
Exactly.
To call and say, yes, you ran out of gas. Well, I got news for you, friend. The yoke is on you.
You are not allowed to fiddle in our Rome. Do you understand?
No, I completely understand. I'm not saying I ever.
Do you, Nero?
Orgasm.
What? Did I hear orgasm?
Make a joke.
What was that? And we're just trying to make a joke with you as well, friend.
Yes, sir.
I understand.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
I think we're through. Is there anything else you'd like to add since we've been talking the whole time?
No, I will eject.
All right.
I wish people would stop saying that.
Ween.
Could you guys come up with something new rather than I will eject?
Something new, please.
I'd like to really say eject. Chop, chop. Like out of a cockpit of a F-15.
How about just the quote yesterday's show? How about just, I suck ass. And then leave.
I like that.
Because remember that thing? It was USA means right. You suck ass.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, that idiot used to be a DJ out here in the Bay Area in San Francisco, and
right.
he actually stopped on the Bay Bridge that leads into the city and got his hair cut and caused accidents and everything.
What?
All right, yeah, thank you. We had not heard that.
Is there any way you could give us our first ISA?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I want to audition for American Idol, but they say I'm not old enough.
Okay.
How old do you have to
be? Right. Another one I want to hear an ISA from.
Out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gunshot.
Yeah, I was calling to see if you guys happened to catch Dick Cheney on the Wolf Blitzer show yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, you know what you call that, Mike? You call it a visa. It would be a voluntary I suck ass.
We need a visa. We need a visa.
We need a visa from you.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we do have the tape of Cheney and Wolf Blitzer. Hold on a second.
We're out of time, but a couple issues I want to raise with you. Your daughter, Mary, she's pregnant. All of us are happy she's going to have a baby.
Now, what you want to hear, listen for here, is the awkward Wolf Blitzer pause.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We're going to have another grandchild. Some of the, some critics, though, are suggesting, for example, a statement from someone representing Focus on the Family. Mary Cheney's pregnancy raises the question of what's best for children. Just because it's possible to conceive a child outside of the relationship of a married mother and father doesn't mean it's best for the child. Do you want to respond to that?
No, I don't.
She's obviously a good daughter.
I'm delighted. I'm about to have a sixth grandchild, Wolf, obviously think the world of both my daughters all of my grandchildren. And
God, you're evil.
Frankly, you're out of line with that question.
I think all of us
I think you're
out daughter. Of line. No, we like your daughters. Believe me, I'm very, very sympathetic to Liz and to Mary. I like them both. That was just a question that's come up, and it's a responsible, fair question.
Right? I just fundamentally disagree with your
question. I want to congratulate you on having another grandchild.
Ah, good, good, good.
I was thinking that I have a feeling she may be a lesbian.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's
wow.
That's a great awkward Wolf Blitzer tape, isn't it?
Yeah. Is there any surprise that when Dick Cheney's saying, I'm very happy to have another grandchild, I'm going to tear your throat out?
And at one point, there's like 5 seconds of just uncomfortable
glaring.
Yeah, just staring at each other. He's giving him those beady, evil mm-hmm. death eyes.
And is it recent? I mean, I was all over YouTube trying to find more about that. Did his husband, Lynn Cheney, did he come out and say something on the morning shows at all today?
Defending I'm not aware, did he?
I haven't heard that.
Maybe it was a previous appearance where I saw him, Lynn Cheney, on one of the other shows.
Yeah.
She's a pit bull, too. She's a pit viper.
It's Lynn Cheney.
Who he?
Come on, I'm talking about Lynn Cheney.
Lynn Cheney.
Shut your mouth.
This is Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, shut your mouth.
All right. Yeah. Hey, are you still there on the phone?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to say how much I loved Wolf Blitzer's reaction. He just totally pussified there and you know, bowed down to...
I don't think he pussified.
I don't think so. No. No. Actually, if you watch the video on YouTube, they do stare each other down. It's just a great, awkward moment. And actually, Wolf Blitzer does not back down from the
not
fact
at all.
That
no.
he says, I think it's a legitimate question. It's just a great awkward moment.
And he pauses. And, you know, maybe it's the year of the pause. Because Ryan Seacrest, Wolf Blitzer, they're all using the pause. And if you pause long enough, the other person who's on camera has to. And really, your technical director can help you, too. Because if you pause long enough, the other guy's got to say something. I love it. It's fantastic. And quite often the last person to speak is the person that should continue to speak. Because if the last person speaking doesn't speak, then it seems like the silence is a result of what he would say. Wouldn't you agree with that, Buzz?
I would.
You can't play Pong with Buzz. You know that. You can't play Pong with him, Mike. So you've set me up into it, but it's okay. I'll roll with it. I know what you're doing. I'm hip to your game, friend.
I know. I just think the pause is fun. It's wonderful. It's enjoyable. It's very proud of my granddaughter. And I just think the question's out of line.
Well, I'm fond of both of your daughters.
I could bring up the fact, Wolf, that you have a toupee and that I could rip it off your bald, stinking head right now and the world would see it. That would be out of line also.
I could point out you have a gigantic, appears to be a pulsating snake coming out of the top of your forehead, Mr. Cheney. And what is that, sir?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Wolf, that my heart is now currently the size of the Times Square ball. That's how large it is. It's so enlarged right now. But I'm very proud of my daughters. And
did you see the video, Buzz?
I did, yes.
He really looks... I blew it. I'm sorry.
You just ruined it for me. I know. You just ruined it for me.
I did not see the whole video. Did they have the whole thing?
Yes. Entire segment, yes.
CNN is like 20 minutes.
See, we left it with Rob.
I know.
We left it with Rob.
Everybody's learned. I'd like to know I'm the only one that played that game poorly, and I did it for the good of the show.
What, Buzz? You're just not going to say anything now. Gonna, okay.
Now everybody knows that game.
I thought I'd pause beforehand.
Does laughing count?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then screw it.
It does.
Fellas, listen, we got a break. When we come back, I ask you, Mike, and you, Buzz, really to choose among you, which of the stories bears more comedic value? Mike, I know you had your virtual physical today. Now, unless you're dying or you have some really great medical stuff, is your stuff as good as Buzz taking mushrooms and playing poker? We can get to both of them, but one of them will be our topic when we come back from our break.
Well, I haven't given you, Don, the results of my virtual physical, and I have purposefully not shared any of the results that I had from my medical procedure that I had not 3.5 hours ago.
How you feel about your stuff, Buzz?
I think it's strong.
Well, I'm big to disagree. I'm sorry, I disagree.
Just trying to leave it with him again.
I'm sorry. You're going to talk about your...
Well, see, now he won't because now he knows
he won't do it with me.
Poker and mushrooms, yes. And the effect the one had on the other.
Why do you feel the need to point at him like you're on? I think he understands that the pressure's on him right now.
There's no pressure. I was pausing again.
I ain't saying nothing.
God. Why doesn't somebody put a petition out about the beginning of this show every day?
This is irresponsible.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.